Today we heard a couple testimonies about receiving the baptism of Holy Spirit, and I was like a couple months back, I was cleaning downstairs in the basement, and something started bubbling up inside of me. And sometimes when I'm doing something, I get a sermon or what to preach on doing something, when I'm doing something. Sometimes it's been when I'm doing the dishes or something else. But now I was down in the basement, cleaning, vacuuming over there, and something started bubbling up. And normally my inner voice is Finnish. So I think in Finnish and my thoughts are in Finnish and everything. But this time everything was in English. So I was a bit confused about it. But then I realized maybe this is something I need to share in English. And my logical thought was maybe I need to share it with you. And then I thought with Jarno that maybe I need some time to think about it and go through my thoughts and to prepare something for you. That's how this topic came to mind. And this is topic that Jesus speaks and teaches. It's a topic that Paul teaches throughout the Bible. It's or the New Testament. It's not the main topic, but it's a really important topic. Like Jesus, when he had the Last Supper with his disciples, he shared many thoughts and many teachings about Holy Spirit and like we can take Mark 16, 15 and 8. Oh, 15 to 18. This is when Jesus commissions the disciples. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. These signs will accompany those who have believed. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will pick up serpents, and if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover." And that was one of the last things that Jesus said to his disciples. And we've heard these testimonies. We have different experiences. We come from different backgrounds. Like somebody, we grew up in a like a Baptist church, or some of us in Reformed church, or Lutheran, or we come from different places. We have different experiences. Our upbringings are different. Now we've heard some testimonies and sermons about receiving a baptism of Holy Spirit, and for some of us, it's really we know it through and out. And then for some of us, it's something like maybe it can be confusing, or it can be a topic that's not at top of your list. For me, it's a really personal topic, but our faith is not based on anyone's experiences. It needs they can be encouraging. We can have faith. Our faith can build up from people's experiences, but in the end, everything needs to be in line with the Word of God, and that's That's common for us. We've saved by the grace of God. We once in our life Jesus came to our life and asked us to follow him, and then we followed. On that day, if you go back over there, did you understand everything about salvation? Did you understand everything that happened on the cross? Like, no one here fully understood. We most likely understood we were sinners. We needed salvation. We felt the God's condemning this of the sin. We understood that we need salvation. We need that. And then by faith we received it through Jesus Christ. And it's based on that what he did on the cross. He died for our sins, and he bled on the cross, and through that we can have salvation. We can have the eternal life. It's similar thing with getting baptized with the Holy Spirit. It's something like in our heads, we might be in a place that we need to understand this concept like fully, or we have these thoughts about and teachings about this. It's not about that. You can never fully understood all God or everything in Holy Spirit. You can, through your life, you can learn. You can, through the Word of God, you learn and but I'll take John 1, Gospel of John, first and then 29 to 34. It's John the Baptist who was sent before Jesus to make a way for Jesus. And I start from 29. The next day he saw Jesus coming to him, said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he on behalf of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me.' I did not recognize him, but so that he might be manifested to Israel, I came baptizing in water. John testified, saying, 'I have seen the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he remained upon him.' I did not recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, 'He upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit. I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God.'" So there's John the Baptist testifying that this is the Son of God who baptizes in Holy Spirit. And then throughout the Acts and Paul's teaching, we see a lot of examples how that happens. Like, because there's, in some Christian cultures, there's like a, it's like a higher level thing. You are here in level 11, and then you can receive this gift or giftings or something. But then you see in the Acts that, like, Peter is preaching for Cornelius and his family, and during his speech, they get baptized by Holy Spirit. They start speaking tongues, and it was the testimony for Peter and the whole congregation in Jerusalem that, okay, these heathens, or they got the baptism of Holy Spirit like we did, so they're, and God wants to save them too. And yeah. And it's like sometimes I feel like I need to speak perfect English, and I need to that I can come here and talk to you. And it's many times that we think that in our heads it's something, it's like this, or it happens like this, or it was this guy's experience was this. And then it's just God wants to give us gifts, and if we don't fully understand them, we don't want them. It's like God wants to give us gifts, and we just need to open that door, like, and receive by faith. And I take Luke 11. And here's the 9-13. Jesus is teaching about asking, and so I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Now suppose one of you fathers is asked by his son for a fish. He will not give him a snake instead of a fish, will he? Or if he is asked for an egg, he will not give him a scorpion, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And now I want to ask you, have you asked? Have you been knocking? Have you been seeking? And We can go. It's not about you're not saved, or you're not going to heaven, or you're not. But it's something that Jesus wants us to seek, find, ask, and He will give. And I tell you a little bit about my background. I grew up in a Christian family. Like really old-fashioned Pentecostal kind of church. And then I went on my own ways for over 10 years. And then like 8 years ago, Jesus called me back and shook my life. And I got peace. I got saved from drugs and all kinds of addictions, but I wasn't fully free. And like there was a huge change going in my life for 6 months or so, but I wasn't fully free because I was so deep in sin. I was like my whole inside of me was just a mess. Because I was just medicating, like throughout the years, I was just medicating myself with sin and all the bad things in this world. So then, during that 6 months, I was asking, I was seeking, because I wasn't baptized by the Holy Spirit that time. I had that. When I was a kid in a camp, and then when I walk out the faith or the to this world, I lost it, completely lost it, and everything bad came inside of me. And during that 6 months period, I had a battle going on inside of me that I thought this battle will make me crazy. Because I was I was just living like 500 meters from the church, and church service is starting. I'm laying on my bed. I can't almost like stand up because I was just like inside of me there was a raging war going on. That's how I can explain. I don't know how to explain it more. Like my head was going that way, my heart was going this way, and something else was going that way. And then I just forced myself to go to the church. And then I sit on the pew over there, and my head was somewhere else. And I was like, I can't do this. I understand that, Jesus, you called me, you saved me, you wanna change my life, and you've done it, you've changed my life, but I needed more. It was crucial for me. It was like a life and death thing. That's how I felt. And the preacher came to ask me to share my testimony. I couldn't do it. I wasn't free. I was like, no way I can do it. I can't do it. And he was kind of offended because I wasn't coming up. I was like, I can't do it. And then I had this prayer that if you baptize me with the Holy Spirit, maybe then I'll share my testimony. And I was in every night I went to sleep, I was crying, and I was seeking, I was calling, we had like a Friday night prayer meetings. So I was in that prayer meetings, and one of the prayer meetings, I felt the Spirit came on to me, but nothing happened. I just felt it, and then next Friday, same thing happened, and I was reading this. Or if he's asked for an egg, he will not give him a scorpion, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And I read that, and I felt the same thing. Like, Spirit came up onto me and like flow through me, and I started speaking new tongues. And since then, I've tried to do that every day because it really changed my life. And that's why this topic is so important for me, because it made the whole difference in my life. And I believe I don't fully understand all the giftings or everything in it, but I understand that Jesus baptizes in Holy Spirit, and God wants us to ask him to baptize us in Holy Spirit. That's what I understand, and it really changed my life. Like, I felt before that, I felt like I was in a swamp, neck deep in a swamp, trying to go through the Christian life and couldn't do it. And then after that, I felt like I was flying a little bit, and I asked myself, like, can I be, like, am I allowed to be this happy or feel this joy? Because the contrast, the difference was so huge. Like the feelings and everything, they've gone. Like, it's not same feeling, but I still have that gifting, and I'm using it every day. That was my experience, my story, and I wanna that's why I started this sermon, that we have different stories. We have different lives and different upbringings, different Christian backgrounds, different traditions, and we come from a different place. But Jesus wants to bless us, and I want to open that door or open that window or of blessings, and there's a lot of blessings that Jesus wants to give us in our lives, or give things that can serve this congregation. It's not meant to just for ourselves, or it's like if you're open to God's giftings, a lot of those giftings are for the church. And I'm not saying it's not working or happening here in the church, but it can be more in our lives, in our church life, and it's something. And I want to respect that we come from different backgrounds, we come from different traditions, we have different experiences, but throughout the Acts and everything, like there's no question about it. Like if somebody's baptized by Holy Spirit, there's no question about it. It's not something that you think about, like maybe it happened. You know it happened. The feelings are not the same for everybody. That somebody gets more feelings than somebody else, but we're different. But the blessing is something that God wants to bless us more, and I don't want us to miss all those blessings or keep that door shut. We need that door open. Amen. And I wanna pray. And if there's anyone, I wanna say to you that keep knocking, keep seeking, keep asking, and in His Word, He's promised to give. That's what I know. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for this morning. Thank you that we're here in Your presence, and You see all our backgrounds. You see where we come from. You see us a congregation, and Heavenly Father, You want to bless us. There's people that have an open heart. They want Your blessings. They want Your baptism of Holy Spirit. And thank You that You, by Your Word, You promise to give for those who seek, those who ask. Thank you that You're same today, tomorrow, and for the rest of the life. Thank you that You're here, present in this morning sermon. And thank You, Lord. And I want to bless everybody here, and thank You that You bless all the songs and everything that comes after this. Amen.